The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, thank you again for joining us today. I got to tell you, I'm truly excited for our guest today. He's the CEO and co-founder of Rise 48 Equity, founder and president of ZH Multifamily, and helped start the Phoenix Multifamily Association, which at least pre-COVID was meeting monthly from a speaking and networking engagement. He's an official member of the Forbes Real Estate Council and a number one best-selling co-author for the book Success Habits of the Super Achievers, Zach Haptonstall. Zach, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you, sir?
Hey, Cody, thanks so much for having me on the show, man. I'm doing really well. I appreciate you reaching out and thanks for the opportunity to be on the show.
Listen, I do appreciate your time. I know we're all incredibly busy. Things have been incredibly complicated over the last year. So I appreciate you making the time and doing that. And I think with your background and everything you're going to bring to the table, you have a unique experience and voice to be able to bring to our audience today. Just in case those that maybe don't know about you or haven't heard of you, have a chance to work with you yet, would you mind telling our audience where you're from and what kind of real estate you find yourself in these days?
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Cody. Yeah, I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're only focused on the Phoenix and Tucson, Arizona markets now. So we're really focused on value add multifamily, you know. And so in the last couple of years, we've been very fortunate to acquire 10 assets here in the Phoenix metro worth a little over $140 million. And we've got a few more under contract. So we've been blessed to catch that momentum. And we're really just focused on value add multifamily here in this Arizona market right now.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I think that's a great jumping off point. I know before we hit record, we were just chatting a little bit about your experience and what it took to break into the industry. I know it's not always easy for everyone. And I think you had a similar experience of trying to grind that out and get into it. So if you wouldn't mind helping us understand what it really takes to get into a real estate game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know we were talking, Cody, and one of the big things is you see people on podcasts or make social media posts and you think it's all glamour and that they're experts and they're so smart and so wealthy. And it's really not the case for the majority, the great majority of people. And so, I mean, my background, like I said, I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona from, you know, middle class, lower middle class family. We always were fine, but didn't have any real estate connections, no family money or anything like that. I had a journalism degree and then an MBA and a healthcare marketing background. I got burnt out of those industries. And so in January of 2018, I resigned and I sold equity in the company I had. And I basically said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do healthcare anymore. I want to focus on creating passive income, you know, somehow through real estate. And so I basically said, I'm going to live off savings for the next 12 months. Okay. And I basically accepted that. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't even know about multifamily, Cody. So this was just real estate centered. Okay. It was somehow, right. I wanted to somehow replace my job, right? Because I was just burnt out. Didn't want to have to do that.
Had to shift into something else. Just knew you wanted to get into real estate, passive get out income. Of what you were on.
Yeah. Passive income, freedom of my time was the biggest goal. So I quit the job in January of 2018. And granted, I'll give you a little bit of context because I mean, this can sound like a radical example and you don't have to do it this way. So I had about 260 to 300K of cash at the time, which I had just relentlessly saved, like following the Dave Ramsey plan. And then I got a bump from selling the equity. And so I was very frugal, you know, and at this, mm-hmm. at this point, I think I was 26, 27, I'm 29 now. And I owned my own house, paid off all my school debt. So I had no debt except for my mortgage. So I was very blessed, you know, to be making 150K, 200K a year by the time I was 23 to 26, you know, in that time frame. So just to kind of give you some context, you know, I was at least in a position where I could take this risk. Okay.
Right.
So with that said, initially I was looking at flipping homes and I realized that's transactional. I don't want to do that. Then I learned about mobile home parks. I started cold calling. I cold called over 90 mobile home park owners here in Mesa, Apache Junction, East Valley area. My goal was to buy one on a seller carry with the cash that I had. Okay. Well, that wasn't working out. So a few months go by, you know, I'm burning through money. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. So I somehow come across multifamily and syndication, and I think it was through a podcast. So then I just start to crank podcasts just like yours, Cody, just try to consume as much content as I can, reading books, you know, watching webinars and doing as much foundational learning online as I can. Okay. And then I realize if I'm serious about doing this, I have to build a team. Okay. So I started cold calling property management companies, brokers, lenders, insurance brokers, everything, everybody you would need in order to build your team and start establishing these people. Okay. And so I started to learn, you know, how these things work and kind of figure out, okay, these people I need in my team. Well, now 6 months have gone by. Okay. I'm burning through cash. I'm trying to find somebody to partner with. These are big buildings, big dollar signs. I can't possibly do anything on my own with $200K to $300K. You know, maybe I can pay for the earnest money. That's it. And so I really started to kind of lose my confidence. And I wake up every morning and I'm like, what the hell do I do today? You know what I mean? Because I go from being, I mean, what I would call an elite salesperson, you know, really dominating my field and knowing what I need to do every day with clear cut goals and having fat paychecks come in every 2 weeks, to now waking up and I have no agenda, nobody holding me accountable, nobody telling me what I'm supposed to do. And it's a defeating feeling, really, because, you know, you feel like you lose your identity, so to speak. And I tell people, oh, I'm a real estate investor, I'm going to do real estate, but you don't own any real estate. You know what I mean? You haven't done it. So you're not really in the club, so to speak. And so anyways, I realized I need to start going to conferences and meetups and things like that. So I start flying. So 6 months in now, I start flying to conferences in Dallas, multifamily conferences, and I join a mentorship group. Okay. Which I didn't even realize it was a mentorship group when I went there, but it was a weekend event. I meet all these people there that seem to me like regular people. You know what I mean? Just like normal people with W-2 jobs, and they're buying apartment buildings as part of this group. And so I'm like, I need to join this. Okay. So I dropped $30K. Okay. Remember, Cody, I was already burning through cash, and it's like a scarcity mindset already.
Right.
My money's running out. I'm not making it. Nothing's coming in.
You're just seeing the bank account dwindle. You're not seeing it increase. Yeah,
exactly. Nothing's coming in at all. And so I'm basically like, okay, well, you know what? These people are actually doing it. I feel like if I do this, I can collapse the time frame. So I join this group. I pay $30K, and I don't regret it because I met my two business partners through there. So Robert and Bikram, I met them through this group, which was great. But the whole premise of this group was that you join, you meet other passive investors. There's coaches. If the coaches approve your underwriting, you can do a deal and raise money from the group. Like, oh, great. This seems like a no-brainer, right? It's $30K is a small investment. So I meet Robert. We partner up. He lives in Phoenix as well. And we're underwriting deal after deal. This group's not approving anything. They're based in Dallas. They don't understand the Phoenix market. So we're like, you know what? Screw it. Forget this group. We need to do a deal. We find a 36 unit deal. So now I fast forward. Okay. So I'm 10 months in at this point, Cody. I already had lost all the confidence. I'm really discouraged. You know, I'm trying to grind it out. Everybody at this point is telling me, like, what are you doing? Like, you were making six figures, you know, you're in your 20s, you have no debt, you could be doing so much better, you're blowing through this cash. Even my own family is telling me this stuff, okay? And they don't understand, you know what I mean? And so I'm at this point where I'm like, man, I'm just gonna do what it takes. Like, obviously you wanna make sure it's a good deal, but I'll do whatever it takes. And so Robert and I, we find this deal that finally pencils, right? It underwrites well. And we had underwritten 30, 50 deals, whatever it was at that point. 36 units, $3.5 million. We say, screw it, let's do it. So we put in an offer and the offer gets accepted. And we're like, oh crap, like we had actually accepted. What do we do now?
Yeah, now what?
Yeah, now what? So we push forward. So each of us are now non-refundable for $25K. And we needed to raise $1.4 million of a syndication. The plan was to syndicate this deal, right? We go out to all of our investors that had told us they're interested in the previous months. And, you know, week after week goes by, nothing. Now 30 days go by. We're 30 days into this escrow and we haven't been able to raise any money. Our earnest money is non-refundable. We need $1.4 million. We're like, crap, what are we going to do? And so basically what we did is we were able to find a tenant or a 1031 exchange. Okay. So I had a lady reach out to me. She had about over $600K coming from a 12-plex she was selling in Seattle. And she said, hey, I heard you have this deal. I want a 1031 exchange and do a tenant in common, a TIC structure. And I was like, well, we were planning on doing a syndication, but you know what? A TIC structure sounds great. Let's do that. And then I was like, what's a TIC structure? I had no clue what it was.
Right.
We needed the equity, right? So she comes in. I had about 165K of cash left at the time. I put 160K into the deal. I was like all in, okay? Pretty much all the cash I have left. Robert puts a big chunk in. I find a couple other people. I meet Bikram. Bikram puts a big chunk in. So Robert and Bikram and I have been partners the last few years, but it was just kind of funny how, you know, it was such a grind to get to that point. And it was very scary and terrifying. And each step in the process through that escrow was tough, but we put it together. we bootstrapped it and we were able to close on that first deal 4 months later. Okay. So it had been 14 months, 13 to 14 months, Cody, since when I quit the job and decided I'm all in on real estate to when we finally got our first multifamily deal. And that's with me having no other job and no kids, no family. I had a girlfriend at the time who's now my wife. But there was no other commitment. So it takes a long time, you know, and it's a grind. And I lost confidence and I wanted to quit, or I probably did quit in my mind several times, but you wake up the next day and you decide that that's what you want to do. And so long story short, it was really a grind to get that first deal, but then it gave us so much momentum and confidence and experience, you know, that we were able to start building that momentum and get another deal and another deal. And now it's really, really started to grow to where now, you know, it's been about 25, 26 months since we closed on that first deal. So a little bit over 2 years. And now since then, we've purchased 10 properties worth over $140 million. That's over 1,000 units. We have 4 properties under contract worth $110 million. So in the next 2 to 3 months, we're going to almost double our portfolio. You know what I mean? Just with what we have in a contract. And so it just goes to show you that it, all the cliches really are true. You know, like people talk about the rocket ship, right? It takes most of the energy at the bottom, the base to get off the ground. And then once it goes, it's fine. And that's kind of how real estate can be. But I think it's important for people to know that you have to be willing to not make any money for probably the first couple of years. You know, you don't make a lot of money doing this, and you can do it. But I mean, for us, like, we weren't taking acquisition fees those first few deals. That first deal we did, because it was a tenant in common, it's basically like a JV, Cody. There is no acquisition fee. There's no sweat equity, so to speak. It's just like we're all partnering and buying a deal. And so those are things you have to realize, you know, that, I mean, it's really tough to raise money. You don't make a lot of money doing this initially, but now that we're scaling, you know, we're going full cycle selling deals, and now we have the infrastructure where we can take acquisition fees and some of these other fees to help our operations and pay ourselves. You get to that point. But I think that people really need to understand that, and they need to understand that it's a real business and you have to be fully committed, you know, to really be successful. And it takes a long time.
Well, I think that's a great lesson to learn. You can never get away from the grind. Being able to go through that and go through the process, we all have to go through that. One, to appreciate what it takes to be successful. And I think the most successful people, I would argue, did have a tough grind and did understand and go through a lot of those motions early on to fully understand everything it takes to be successful. And they don't forget that when they are successful. They keep that in the back of their mind as they're doing everything that they're doing on a daily basis. Looking back, though, we have folks that may be looking to get in real estate, maybe have their toe in the water, maybe their foot in the water, whatever the analogy, right? They're in it partially or they're in it fully. Well, looking back again, knowing that they're going to still need to go through the process and the research and all that, but what would you give yourself advice from what you learned, or somebody who's jumping into it now, that would give them a leg up or give them maybe another month back in their world? Sure. From the lessons you learned going through what you did?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, I think that I would have joined some type of mentorship group or community faster. Okay, because I spent 6 months cold calling people, trying to meet with people, and I felt like I was trying to sell people on this and educate them on how it works. When I started going to conferences, I found like-minded people who knew more about it than I did, and they already understood everything I understood, and I can learn from them. And there's people there that I could potentially partner with or that bring value to what I want to do, you know, and vice versa. And so, I mean, the cliche is saying it's a team sport, right? Which is true. It is. It's a generalization because it's generally true is what I say in this case. And you need at least one primary partner, in my opinion, who has a complementary skill set to what you have. And until you find that person, it's not just for the skill set and not just for all the duties that you have to do to make one of these deals work, but it's also for the morale, right? And the camaraderie and having somebody who's in the grind with you so you don't feel lonely, you know, because it's a lonely feeling. Even if you have a spouse or somebody who's there to support you, if they're not in the business and understand, it's just tough. It's a different mindset. You know, we're putting out, you're fronting a ton of money to even get the deal under contract. You're not going to make a lot of money. So it's a mind shift and you have to really believe, you know, in what you're doing. And so, yeah, I think the first thing is I would have joined something like that sooner to collapse the time frame, you know, and just speed up the process, because there's nobody determines how long it takes you to hit your goals except for you. I mean, you shouldn't be comparing yourself to me. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to anybody on any of these podcasts. You should have a goal. And you should go pursue it. And the harder and faster you pursue it, the faster you're going to see results. And so I think, I mean, joining some type of group or some type of community where you can jump in. And then most importantly, before that even, Cody, is you need to have clearly defined goals. And I get it. It takes time. Like I dabbled or, you know, messed around, so to speak, for 3 to 6 months before I finally decided multifamily syndication is my laser focus. Cause it's easy to be like, oh, I like mobile home parks, or, you know, I like self storage or all this other stuff. And that's great. You can make money in all those things. But if you want to truly be successful, you need to really dominate one niche. So I think you have to be, you know, focused on your goals, figure out what that is. What are you willing to sacrifice to achieve those goals? Because you're going to have to carve out new time in your life. You know what I mean? And then try to embrace some type of community or network, assuming you are serious, that will get you to that point. Because I see so many people and talk to so many people that they're interested, right? And they want to do this, but they don't actually mean it. They're not serious. They're not killers. They're not willing to do whatever it takes to get to that point. And that's what it takes, because it's so competitive and such a big challenge. And anybody can do it, but you have to have the mindset to make the sacrifices and go through the process to get there.
Well, and I think having that goal and really understanding a clearly defined goal, and that being your baseline that you measure yourself against every day, every moment, am I doing things to help to get me to that goal? And it sounds like you did. Yeah. In your career, and maybe you changed or shifted some of it once you found a partner in some of that, and you could have somebody to help you with that goal. But ultimately, you have to understand, what do you want to achieve? What's the goal that you want, whether it's professionally and personally or both, and put every ounce of effort you have to drive to success for that. So I think of all the things, there's a ton to unpack in what you were saying. That may be the thing that we can hit home on, that no matter what outside folks are saying, no matter where you see other people being successful or not, understand what you want, what it's going to take to get you there, and relentlessly work to that. So
100%.
Zach, I can't thank you enough for coming on, for sharing that lesson with our group. I know it will be impactful to everyone listening. For those that maybe want to hear more about your story, read more about it, that maybe want to connect with you, maybe they're in the Phoenix market looking to invest in multifamily, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, no, thanks so much, Corey. I mean, if there's anybody interested in learning about, you know, our opportunities and investments, you can go on our website. It's rise48equity.com. So RISE48equity.com. You can email me directly, Zach, Z-A-C-H, at rise48equity.com. And if you go on our website, there's a link where you can set up a call. All right. So it's very easy and automated. Set up a call with me and I'm happy to chat, or anybody on our team, and we'll answer any questions you might have and help you however we can.
Perfect. Well, Zach, thank you again for the time and everything you gave us today. I really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Cody. Really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. We'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast. We'll